Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
We've got on the line with us today Sue Shepherd.
That's right, Dr. Sue Shepherd, who is a renowned dietitian who's worked in mainly in the gluten intolerance area, but she's written a book, a brand new book about food allergies. Welcome to the show, Sue.
Thanks so much for having me, Michael and Ben.
Now, you've kind of taken all the time out of, for us and the people who will read this book about all the different allergies and the allergy-free recipes that you now can kind of cook.
Yes, I've put together a cookbook that I'm immensely proud of. This is a collection of recipes where every single recipe is suitable for people with allergies to all of the known declared allergens. So that includes gluten and wheat, dairy, peanuts, tree nuts, which of course differ to peanuts, seeds, shellfish, seafood, soy and egg. So it's a fabulous book which shows that you can still enjoy great tasting food.
Yeah. Were all these food allergies and gluten intolerance things around, say, you know, in the early 1900s and people just didn't know what they were?
Food allergies and intolerances are definitely on the rise. There's a few reasons for that. One is that we're better at diagnosing them and having tools to assist in the treatment of them, and that's particularly the case for food intolerances.
Yeah.
With allergies, for some unfortunate individuals, the allergies can be so serious that they can cause an anaphylactic reaction. Now, something like that is of course identified because that's life threatening. But allergies don't always appear in such a serious form. It can be in a milder way. And, you know, now that we, you know, certainly the medical professionals, the dietitians and other foodies and the general public themselves are so much more aware that there are these adverse reactions to food. They feel uncomfortable in an assortment of ways, whether it's stomach upsets and symptoms of an irritable bowel or rashes, migraines, sinus, and as I said, worst case, the airways closing over. And, you know, we're much better at going to the doctors to talk about it and having an action plan and having a route to diagnosing what's wrong.
Yeah.
One of the things to note is that a lot of allergies people can grow out of. It's not always something that is lifelong. Usually when an allergy develops in adulthood, it does usually stick with them. But in children, how long their allergy sticks with them can vary from child to child. But typically the allergies that are in children that continue through to later in life include allergies to peanuts, tree nuts, seeds and seafood. It's those four in particular that are usually, if you diagnose as a child, will continue through your life.
Right.
Most of the other allergies diagnosed as a child will drop off as the child gets older, usually around school age.
Thanks, Sue. And look, for more allergy-free recipes, go to mindfood.com and also sign up to our daily recipe.
Thank you.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.